I was reading about semiconductors to China, and this is what was affecting the market at least yesterday. Is that still going to be a problem going forward? What's that all about?
Yeah, that is one of the key drivers, really, for a lot of what happens in the U.S. economy. We saw it certainly coming out of the pandemic, is the lack of semiconductors for everything from autos to, obviously, your computers, your phones, even your thermostat. So we have had problems trying to get semiconductors out of China, because a lot of companies have outsourced that to China. And certainly because China has not yet opened up completely, it's been a difficult task. So we still face some shortages there. And the semiconductors as a whole have generally been leading the markets because, again, a lot of them see semiconductors as a leading indicator for the overall economy.
So you financial geniuses now are predicting what the Fed is going to do next. And why? What's the latest?
We've been all humbled in the last 12 months because many of our projections have been wide of the mark. But the latest is that the Fed will raise rates again by 0.5%, maybe 75 basis points when they meet in November. And then maybe again in December, we'll raise rates another 50 basis points. And that will get the Fed funds rate 4.25%, 4.5%. And that is expected to be the termination point for the Fed funds rate. And they're going to maybe step aside and kind of see what happens with inflation. So we get the first inflation number tomorrow morning, and that'll be an interesting read and certainly a big market moving number.
And the commentary from the Fed, that's just as important as what they do with the rate hike, isn't it?
If not more so. We heard commentary yesterday from a couple Fed officials. We're going to hear more today, this week. There was some indication, just a crack opening, that they may decide, you know, we should probably step aside here a little bit and kind of let things go for a bit to see how the rate increases are having an impact before they go ahead and break something.
I'm looking at a big Wall Street Journal section today, headline, "The Coming Decade Won't Be Like the Last. Stock picking, bonds, and cash generating businesses should make a comeback." What do you have to say about that?
I think the economy is shifting, and that's not a big surprise to anybody who has been out wandering around. And I think it's shifting more to their service side, away from technology. We're now looking at, you know, going places, doing things, and not necessarily so reliant on our phones or a Zoom call. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're seeing now is that shift, and certainly cash is king for a lot of those businesses. So those will be the key drivers for inflation as we go forward as well.
And there's a report that discounts are going to hit record highs this holiday shopping season for electronics, toys, and computers. What's that about?
That's interesting, because we've seen from Walmart and Target especially, they're already discounting. They have a lot of their inventory in for the Christmas holiday. They may have missed the mark as far as what consumers are looking for. Again, consumers not necessarily looking for stuff at this point, and they're chock full of stuff at right now. So they're already starting to mark down ahead of the all-important Christmas holiday season, which, as you know, starts sometime after Labor Day.
Yeah, and it's the all-important earnings season now, too, isn't it?
It is. Starting Friday, we get all the banking earnings. Banks should be decent. Interest rates up has helped them. The inverted yield curve, the higher short-term rates, maybe not so much, but we'll get at least a little bit of an indication there. But the rest of the earnings season, we're going to be very interested to hear about not just wage growth, but how the businesses are doing with inflation and passing costs on to the consumer.
What's your forecast at the grocery store? Because the food prices are starting to moderate a bit, aren't they?
A little bit, but not yet to the levels that we're all accustomed to. Certainly egg, milk prices, bread, still much higher than what we've been used to, but they're starting to at least flatten out. Again, that'll come up in the inflation numbers. We'll start to see that hopefully moderate over the next couple months.
And of course, you know, my smart aleck remark about you being a financial genius is said with nothing but love.
The crystal ball is permanently cloudy.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Thanks, sir. Talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Take care.